Daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We are holding on Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. We started discussing yesterday. Yesterday we started the Perek Zrol L'Chayayim Akeva. These are Matnos Kuhuna that you give from Chulin animals that go to the Kohen. And the Gemara had a Chiddush yesterday. Rav Chista had a Chiddush that if a person is Mazik these Matnos Kuhuna, Osha Achlan Pater Milashalim, that if you Mazik them or you eat them, you do not have to pay. So the Gemara was bringing Rayos one way or the other. Rav Chista is correct or not correct. So yesterday I think we went through the first three rayos. I think there are a total of seven rayos beginning to end in the Gemara, whether if you're mazik matnos kuhuna, whether Rav Chista is correct that you are pater mi l'shalem. So says the Gemara, raya number four, tashema, about seven lines before the end of the page, the end of the line, tashema, minayin lebala bayis sha'achal peiros of tevelin, v'chein levi sha'achal mayis ros of tevelin, minayin sha'patamer tashlumin. How do I know if a guy eats his peiros as tevel, meaning he never took trumas meisros, or Levi also has to take trumas meiser from the meiser rishon that he receives. So Levi eats his meiser rishon as tevel, meaning he never took trumas meiser from it.
He
stopped earlier than that. Yeah. I'm sorry. The last tashema?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, number three. Tashema. This is first one line is Damian. So Tashma Balabayis Shaya over me makom lemakom. If you have a guy that's traveling from place to place, Vitzarich Litol Leket Shicho Peyo Maiserani, and he needs to take in order to support himself, in order to eat, he needs to accept Leket Shicho Peyo Maiserani. No tell, he can take it because even though he may have money back home, Bemakom Shehu, the place where he is right now, he's nani because he has no money accessible to him. So having accessibility to your money is what defines you as an Ashir, not having the promise of money back home if he ever gets back home. Ukshayachsu Yishalim, when he gets back home, he should pay it back. Divir Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So what's the Rai over here? So says Rashi, Ukshayachsu Yishalim, Alma Kalmidi Dechaive Rechmana, Lemesiv La'anim, Habar Rishon Yachal Letovo, Vuadin Lematnos Kuhuna. Sounds like anything that we have a chiyuv to give to Aniyim, the first one who comes to accept is allowed to be Toveya that he wants it, and the same should be true about Manaskuna, that it's mamun she yesh lo tovin, that someone, the first person to show up, has a right to it. And Mimele, if you're mazikit, you should be chayiv to be mishalim. So says the Gemara, Amrav Chista, midas chasidus shanuka. No, this is a midas chasidus. So meaning that you have to pay it back. But meikar adin, you don't have to pay it back. So Amrav tana tani yeshalim. V'at amrit midas chasidus shanuka. What are you talking about? It says yeshalim. How can you say it's midas chasidus? That sounds like a chiyuv to pay. Va'od midrav Elazar leikum v'lisov. And besides, what kind of kasha were we asking? We're bringing a raya from Rabbi Eliezer Shita? We never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. How can you bring a raya? Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu. He was from the Talmidei Beis Shammai. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Elami seifa. Rather, the raya is from the seifa. V'chacha, in my count of seven rayas, I didn't count the elami seifa as a second raya. But okay. V'chachamim omrim, ani haya ba'osu sha'a. He was the Chum say he was an ani at that point in time. Time of the ani sounds like it's only because he was an ani at that time, and that's why he doesn't have to pay it back. Ha ashir mishalim, but if he was an ashir at that time, then he would have to pay it back. Amai lavi kamazik matnas kuhuna shachlan. Isn't it just like being mazik matnas kuhuna? Because here he took something, he ate something that he wasn't entitled to. So why does he have to pay it back? So meaning if you hold matnas kuhuna that you're mazik, you're also not entitled to it. You don't have to pay it back. Why over here would he have to pay it back? So Rav Chisda Midas Chasidus Shanukan. No, that's the Midas Chasidus, the paying it back in the case of a person who's an Ashir and wasn't really allowed to take it. And then the Chacham say he has to pay it back. Pay it back as a Midas Chasidus. Doesn't have to pay it back literally. Okay, now Raya number four. Tashma, minayin lebalabai shachol peiros of tevelin v'chein levi shachol matzros of tevelin minayin shepatim menot shlumin. How do I know that if you eat your produce as tevel, or Levi eats his maaser rishon as tevel, without taking trumas maasers from it? So how do I know that he's pater from paying for the truma shabo? Tamalomar v'lo yichalu as kachar b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu. Ein l'chavehen el mishas harama ve'elach. So the Kohen only has rights to it from the time of harama and on, from the time where trumas were actually taken from it. Hamishas harama ve'elach mi ha-mishalim. Oh, but that sounds like if you were to take it after the shas harama, once you already mafresh the trumas ha-maisros, then you would have to pay. But amai lavi kamazik mandas kuno shalcha. Mishnah, and shouldn't it be just like a case where you're mazik manos kuna or you eat manos kuna, where according to Rav Chista, you don't have to pay, so it's a kasha on Rav Chista. So says Gemara, hachinami, da asuli yade bitivlayu. That no, we're talking about that the Kohen got it while it was still tevel. So, because savraitana matana shlohormu, kamisha hormudamin. Meaning you didn't give it, you were never mafresh. You didn't do hafrasha and give it to a Kohen as, or you weren't mafresh it and have the Kohen take it as truma. You gave it to him as tevel, and we're assuming that matana shlohormu are kamisha hormudamin. But that's the difference between Rav Chista's din and this raya. Now dasli adai b'tivleu, Rashi says two separate lashonos of what this means. Rashi says first lashon that the balabais is mafkid the tavua to the kohen when it's still tevel. It used to be apparently. That was the practice. People would be mafkid tavua, that you'd want to keep grain for a long time, and you'd have storage facilities where you'd have someone watch your grain as a pikadon. So he gave all of his tevel grain to a kohen, and even though he wasn't giving it to the kohen l'shem truma, the kohen is able to be zocha in that truma from hefker. And the second way Rashi understands it is that the balabayis gave the tavua to the kohen when it's still tevel. Al das that the Kohen should be mezaka in the Truma Shabbat. So what's the exact nekuda between these two lashonos of Rashi, whether it's whether he's mafkid it by the Kohen or he gives it to him al das that he should be zoch in the Truma Shabbat? So the Pri Chadosh in Yardea Simon Samachalos of Kot Mem Zayin writes that these two lashonos argue about the issue of whether Tovas Hana'a is considered mamon or Tovas Hana'a is not considered mamon. Tovas Hana'a means the right to give to whichever Kohen you want. Is that considered something of monetary value, or is that not considered something of monetary value? This is a sugya in Kiddush and Daf Nun Ches, where we discuss whether a lot of things are considered to be of monetary value in terms of Kiddushin. Something's a Shem Pruta for Kiddushin. But anyway, so we discuss whether Tovas Hana'a is Mammon or not. So if Tovas Hana'a is considered Mammon of the Balabayas, so the Kohen is not going to be able to be Zochet in the Matanos unless the Balabayas has approved of the Kohen taking it. So because it's mammon, he's not allowed to just take the right to give to whichever Kohen he wants is monetary value to the Balabayis. So the Kohen can't just take it, because then he's taking something of actual monetary value from the Balabayis. So then you have to say the Gemara is talking about that the Balabayis gives it to the Kohen al das, that the Kohen should be zocha in the matanos. Like the second lashon, but if you hold Tovas Hana'a is ena mamon, that Tovas Hana'a is not monetary value, so even if the Kohen is tofis the tavu on his own, he'll be zocha bo because he's not taking anything from the balabais. The Tovas Hana'a that the balabais has is not considered mamon. That's how the Pri Chadosh explains the two deus in Rashi. The Maariz Chiyus explains a little bit differently. The Maariz Chiyus explains that Rashi in his two lashonos is trying to say the following, is working off of the concept of chita achas proteris as kalakri. We know that for maaser there's a shear. For maaser you got to give 10%, as the word suggests. But for truma, how much do you have to give for truma? So the Mishnah tells us that an ayin beninus, an average type of fellow, would give 2%, 1/50th for truma. A more generous fellow would give 1/40th. A less generous fellow 1/60th. But how much me ikra din do you really have to give? Chita achas proteris as kalakri. A single stalk of wheat will pater your entire silo, it will cover everything. So the Ritva writes that even though Chita Achas is Poteres, this is the Ritva Mesachs Kiddush and Daf Lamed Aleph, that even though Chita Achas is Poteres is Kalakri, that's only to make it that the rest of the grain is not Tevel. But nevertheless, you still have a Mitzvah Nesina LeKohen, and the Mitzvah Nesina LeKohen can't be done with the Chita Achas. You need a Shir Nesina, you need a Kedei Nesina. Two separate Mitzvahs, a Mitzvah of Hafrasha, to make the grain okay, and a Mitzvah Nesina, to give to the Kohen. This is the comment made famous by the Tosfos Rida Maseches Kiddushin. It's also the Nod Behuda writes in a tshuva somewhere that this idea is an idea he thought of and he couldn't find in Shum Kadmo. No one said it before him, and he can't believe it that he was able to be Machadish this idea. And in fact, it turns out to be in Rishonim that there's two mitzvos of Truma. There's the Hafrasha, which is even Chita Achas, and there's the Nesina, which needs a Kedei Nesina. So it says Maariz Chiyus, based on this, the first Pshat in Rashi, that the Mitzvah Nesina LeKohen has Midah Oraisa has a Shir Katzuv. Midah Oraisa has a set Shir. And that's why Rashi says, Kohen is Zachem in a Hefker. That's only the Shitas HaRitva, because otherwise, if you don't say like the Ritva, if you don't say like these two Dinim in Nesina, and the Shir of Nesina is also only Midrabanan, is not a Din D'Oraisa, how could the Kohen go and be Mezakeh? How does he know how much to take? How does he, where is he going to get, where is he going to know what to take? But if you say like the Ritva, that no, Chita Achas, the fact that there's no Shir, that's only on the Hafrasha. But the Nesina, the Kohen always has a Shir. You need a certain amount that's considered a Kedei Nesina. So then the Kohen could be Zoka without the Dasa Balabayas. So but if you say like if you say that the Chita Achas is a din both in the Afrasha and the Nesina, so then you don't need the Das Balabayas. The Kohen is able to be Zoka on his own. So that's the two deus in Rashi. The two deus, whether you need the Das Balabayas or not, is two deus whether there is a shear in the mitzvah Nesina, or Chita Achas applies both to the mitzvah Afrasha as well as to the mitzvah Nesina. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Tashma, Raya number 5 in this discussing this comment of Rav Chista, that if you're mazik or ochel the matanos, that it's that you're not chayiv to pay. So Raya number 5, Tashma, Harisha Ansu Beis HaMelech Grano. Let's say the Beis HaMelech comes and they attack your silo, and they take away your threshing floor, they take away all of your grain or much of your grain. So im b'chovo, if it's stuff that you actually owed to the king, you were late in your taxes or whatever, you didn't pay stuff that you really owed, so then chayiv l'aser, you have to take maestros even from that which was confiscated from you. Imba anporas potter mil aser. But if he just stam took, he was stam, he's the king, so he's just coming in and taking it for no reason, then you're potter from taking maestros from that which was confiscated. But the raya is, if it's bechovo, it's chayiv la'aser. Why is it chayiv la'aser? So it must be that it's moment sheyesh lo tovin. I mean, you could say, what do you mean? I don't have it. Why should I have a mitzvah to pay right now? No, it must be that it's considered that you're stealing from the kohen by not giving it, because it was yours, you should have had to give to the kohen. Says Gemara, that's not a raya at all. Shiny yasa to come a shtar shilei. Over there it's different, because if it's bechovo, then you are gaining somewhere else based on the fact that the king took this and not something else. So it's like stuff that you paid for, it's like you sold it. It's like he paid you for it. So that doesn't count as that counts as it's still your stuff. You can't say that, no, what's my sheiches to the Trumas of Maestro Shabo? It's not mine anymore. No, he paid you for it. Of course it was yours. And therefore, you do have to take the Trumas of Maestros. If you look at Rashi, Shaini Yasam Gom Shar Shilei, Hasam Lavbot Sub Dayan in Tananba, El Chiyuva Bialma Kishar Chiyuva Maestros, Chiyuva Vadai Ika Alei. He says, we're not talking about whether you can be Motzi B'dayanim or not. In a Chinami, Trumas of Maestros, you can't be Motzi B'dayanim. We're just saying it's still your mitzvah to give the Maestros, to Mishtar Shilei, Kolomer Mistakeruba, Shayer Tzarech Lefraamos. You were making money off of it because you had to pay him money. And instead of paying him money, he took this grain. So Fractosos, can't we say that in all the cases? Meaning, Rav Chista's din was that if you're ochel the matanos, you don't have to pay. Shouldn't you say by ochel also mishtar shilei? Whatever I'm eating from the matanos, I'm not eating from something else. I'm saving that food. So isn't it as if, aren't I always making money somewhere else? Tells us, v'imtomer matanos kunuk sha'achla mishtar shilei, sh'makum zeh lo'ochel dovracher v'amai pater. You're not eating something else in its place, so why should you be pater? You should always say mishtar shilei. He says, when the melech is taking something from me and I owe him money, so I know that if he doesn't take this, he'll take something else because I owe him money. But when it comes to eating, so what would I do if I didn't eat this? Maybe I would have eaten something else, or maybe I just would have fasted today. I miss a meal; it wouldn't be the end of the world. You know, it's not a guarantee that I would have eaten the same volume of food that it turns out that I had eaten. So that's how Tosfos says. Now the Ran is cholik on Tosfos and holds that even if it would not be possible to fast, you'd still be putter. And the Ran explains that any time you have intention, the Ran understands the cholik as follows: any time you have intention to take matnos kuna for yourself, and you do some sort of shinoi on it, like eating it, or like being soveya it, or something, so shuv einu mishalem, afal gav de mishtar shilei, you will not have to pay for it, even though you are gaining from it somewhere, because you were mafkia your mitzvah by being mishane it, by making it go through a certain change, and therefore there's no chiyuv mamon anymore. As opposed to by ansu beis hamelech, as grano, when the beis hamelech comes in and they take all your stuff, since you are not mafkia your mitzvah from it, and you're gaining from it somewhere else, that's why you still have a mitzvah. That's the difference. One is where you actively are mishane it, and therefore are mafkia your chiyuv, whereas by the beis hamelech, you were never actively mafkia your chiyuv from it. Fine. Next raya. Raya number six. Tashema. Amrlo mecholi b'nei me'ah shel para. Let's say you go to a butcher and you say, please sell me the b'nei me'ayim of the para, the innards of the para. And inside that, you know, there's ro lechayim v'keva. Keva is one of the stomachs, so that's part of the b'nei me'ayim. So v'hayiben matanos kuhuna. In the b'nei me'ayim is the keva. So nosan lekohen v'ena menakal menadam. You have to give it to the kohen, and that doesn't get subtracted from the price that the butcher sold you the b'nei me'ayim for. You knew that including the b'nei me'ayim was the keva, so that doesn't. And you paid for the b'nei me'ayim in general. Lokachimena b'mishkal. What if though you buy it by weight? You buy it by the pound. You say I'm going to buy the insides of the animal by the pound. So then nosan the kohen. Obviously you still have to give the keva to the kohen, but umenaka lo min adamim. But you don't have to pay the full price. You can subtract the amount of weight of the keva from the price that you pay for it. Amai lavi kemasik matnos kuno sha'achlan. But frankly, Gemara, why should you give it to the kohen? Shouldn't it be considered like you're mazik the matnos kuna, or that you ate the matnos kuna? Because here he sold you the matnos kuna as part of the sale. So says Gemara, no. Shain yasim disnu beinayu. What are you talking about? Over here, the matnos kuna are still intact. They're right here. Of course, you still have to give it if they're still here. Just because it was sold, you still have to give it if it's still here. So that's not a kasha at all. Okay. Number seven, final raya in the sugya. Tashma. Tisha nichsei kohen. There are nine things that are considered the nichasim of the kohen, that are considered the possession of the kohen. Nine different matanos that we give to the kohen that are considered the possessions of the kohen. Rashi writes, lo yadati heichad shnuya. First of all, I never seen such a brisa or a mishnah anywhere that says tisha nichsei kohen. And ubesfarim ein ksuva b'shava. And not only that, in different girsos, you'll find different numbers over here, whether it's tisha or some other number. Umotzi ani tesvav matnos kuna. He says, I counted 15 matnos kuna that are all nichsei kohen. Nichsei kohen meaning that the kohen could do as he pleases with these matnos kuna. Meaning he could do whatever he wants with them. So he says, I don't know where he got 9 from. I got 15. So let's see what the 9 are. So truma, trumas meiser, chala, resh sagez, the Gemara says, matanos, vadmai, vabikurim, vaker, vachomesh. All of these things are matnos kuna that the kohen could do with as he pleases. So Rashi says, I happen to have 15. But then Rashi says, you know what? The 15 may really be 9. A few lines later in the Rashi, he says, "V'nir be'enai shekulan shnuyim ba v'chashiv truma trumas meisav adamai v'chala kechada." Truma, trumas meisav, demai, and chala are all counted as one on our missions list. To call it truma ninu, because they're all really truma, so they're all under the general heading called truma. Ubechar pinyan ben, pinyan petar chamar kechada. Ubechar pinyan ben, pinyan petar chamar. That's also one. And mekaren v'chamish to gezel ger chada. And mekaren v'chamish of gezel ger is also one. So it really works out that the 9 may really be 9. Fine. So that's not a problem. So anyway, but what are we saying over here? That there are these 9 matanos kuhuna. So lemai, what do we mean that they're nichsei kohen, that the kohen can do whatever he wants with it, that it's his possessions? Lav lo tzilin v'dayanim, doesn't that mean that he can sue for them? That it's mamish, mamon sheyesh lo tovim? He has the ability to be motzi b'dayanim, a kashan Rav Chista, who says that if you're mazik matanos kuhuna, you don't have to pay for it. What do you mean? It's mamon sheyesh lo tovim, the kohen can be motzi b'dayanim. So says Gemara, lo, it's not what it means at all. L'chadetanan. In regards to what halacha do we say that it's nichsei kohen? Not that you could be motzi b'dayanim, but shekona ben avadim v'karkos v'beim etmeya ubal chov not the mechava v'yishav k'subasa v'sefer Torah. It means the kohen could spend it on what he wants. Once you give it to him, he could buy avadim, he could buy land, he could buy non-kosher animals if he so pleases. If he owes money, he can use it to pay off his debts. He could pay his wife's k'suba with it. He could buy a sefer Torah with it. You look at Rashi. in the second to last skinny line, the Sefer Torah, afal pi sheino la'achila, the chiddush of Sefer Torah is that you can't eat it, and still he's allowed to buy something that's not food with it. V'lo l'davar sheyav l'idei achila, nor something that will even come to eating. But says Rashi, v'lib megamgem, the Mai Tanya, hol v'tanat afilu behemetmei lokech man. We already had something on the list that he can't eat, namely, or that he can't eat from. Karka, at least he can eat from. But we already had something on the list that he can't eat or eat from, and that is behemetmei. He can't even use the milk of behemetmei. Kol yotzi min aser is aser also. There's nothing he's going to be able to do with the behemetmei in terms of eating. He'll be able to work it with the behemetmei, not eating. So Rashi says, I don't understand why Sefer Torah is on the list. What's Sefer Torah adding that we didn't already have previously on the list? The whole point of the Sefer Torah is that something that's not ba lidei achila, behemetmei is also not ba lidei achila. So the Rush and the Rash and the Bartanura explain that Zdafka, Avadim, Karkoz, and Behemetmeya are not Roy Ba'atzim La'achila, but still, if you were to sell them or rent them to someone else, you could use that money to buy food. The uniqueness of Sefer Torah is that it's also to sell the Sefer Torah. The Gemara Megillah, Dafka of Zayin, says you're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. And therefore, not only can't you eat a Sefer Torah, you can't even use the money, the proceeds from a sale of a Sefer Torah, to be able to eat. And that's the extra chiddush of Sefer Torah. The Radvaz, in his commentary to the Rambam, in Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Alacha Yud Dalet, writes that the chiddush of Kona Sefer Torah is that even though everyone has a mitzvah, Kisvu L'chemes Hashir Azos, everyone has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, so you might think that it's not considered fully his, because he's just using it to be Mekayim a mitzvah. So that doesn't count as really doing what he wants from it, mitzvah slav. It's not considered that he's being nana from it in his own way. So no, but since at the end of the day it is his Sefer Torah, he is the rightful owner of that Sefer Torah. If you were to steal that Sefer Torah from him, you would have to pay him. So it's considered to be his nechas in regards to the Sefer Torah. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Sefer Torah. Okay, so that's the idea of why Sefer Torah is mentioned in terms of nechsei kohen. But it's not, the idea that it's nechsei kohen is not about whether it's that is not a raya at all. Fine. So that those are the seven rayas in the sugi of Rav Chista, and Rav Chista is not going to come up again until the very, very end of the daf, where the Gemara paskins whether we paskin like Rav Chista or not. But first, we're going to go in a whole side discussion, a whole separate discussion about a different issue, and then we're going to paskin the two issues together. So says Gemara Vayter, Hahuli va'a davachatav matanta. There was a Levi that would grab matnos kuhuna from children. Rashi says, as children. Rashi says when people would send their children to bring the matnos kuhuna to the kohen, on the way these levim would mug the children. They would go and grab the matnos kuhuna from the children. Some sefer says, why don't you just say he took it from the parents? Why do we have to say that the Levi Dafka took it from children? So he says it could be that if he was chote from the parents, then it for sure wouldn't work. He for sure wouldn't be allowed to keep it if you assume Tovas Hanah Mamon. If you assume Tovas Hanah Mamon, he's taking away the Tovas Hanah right from the parents by grabbing it. So it must be that the Bailim already gave it up in order to give it to the Kohen. And it's only when he gave it Biyat Tinokos, not when he gave it Biyat Anadam Gadol, because if he gave it Biyat Anadam Gadol, then the Gadol, that's the Shliach, would probably be Zocha for the Kohen already, so it's already the moment of Kohen, then it would be Gezel Gamur. So that's why it's Dafka, gotta be that they took it from children. But bottom line is, you have these Levim that were running around taking Matnos Kuhuna from the children. Asra Amalei the Rav, so they went and they reported to Rav what these thugs were doing. Samar Lahu, so Rav said, I don't understand these people. It's not enough from them that I don't make them pay the matnos kuhuna when they shecht an animal. They have to go grab somebody else's matnos kuhuna also, which makes it sound like really I should make them pay. I'm not sure, meaning I don't make them pay, so there's some halachic justification, but there's reason to assume that they should have to pay their own matnos kuhuna, but that sounds like an iffy issue over here. So says the Gemara, what's Rav not so sure about? V'Rav, I ikru am mishkal na milishkal minayu. If Levium are called am, so then they're chayiv to pay, because that's the lashon of the pasuk of who has to give the matnos kuhuna. I lo ikru am, rechmana patrinu. And if they're not called an am, well then they're pater. Why is Rav even bringing up that I don't don't make them pay. Is that you? The Torah doesn't make them pay if they're not called an am. So says the Gemara, and this is going to be the discussion for the rest of the daf. Misafkele I ikru am ilo ikru am. Rav isn't sure. He's not sure whether the Levim are called am or not, and therefore motzi mechaveru alav haraya, he lets them not pay. That's why he lets them get away with it because of motzi mechaveru alav haraya. So Rav Shimon Shkap in Shari Yosher in Shar Hey Perek Yutes writes that what do you mean motzi mechaveru alav haraya? Motzi mechaveru alav haraya is din in dine mamonis. If I'm not sure if I owe you money or not, so then I get to keep the money till you could prove to me that I owe you the money. But over here, there's a mitzvah of giving the matnas kuna. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to give the matnas kuna. When it comes to mitzvos, we have a totally different rule. We don't say motzi mechaver levraya on mitzvos. We don't say I'm not sure if I'm chayv luv nesrog today. So should I buy it or should I not? I'm not sure if I took luv nesrog again. Should I buy a new set to take luv nesrog or not? I'm motzi mechaver levraya to make me spend money on a new set. No, there's no motzi mechavero. Savik d'oraisa. If it's yom rishon, savik d'oraisa. So I have to be machmir misafek. There's no din of motzi mechaver levraya by mitzvos. So says Rav Shimon that since the nature of this mitzvah is that the Kohen gets a monetary zuchus, monetary rights to take the matanos from the Bala Behema, therefore it transforms from a mitzvah and now plays by the rules of mamonis. Since the nature of the mitzvah is a mamonis, has a mamonis element to it, so it no longer follows the rules of mitzvah, it now follows the rules of mamonis. So anyway, so that's why Rav wasn't sure. So Rav says, they get to keep the matanos, the levim, don't have to pay it because he's not sure if they were chayiv or not. So now the Gemara is going to try to challenge or question Rav over and over again. The first challenge is going to take the next 30 lines of Gemara, and then the second and third challenge will come in short succession after that. So says Gemara, challenge number one. It's going to be a long one. Esvei Rav Yidi Bar Rav Narav Papa, Rav Yidi Bar Rav Nasar Rav Papa as follows. Two Rav Papa as follows. Arba matanos aniyim shebekerem. In a vineyard, there are four matanos aniyim, four things that poor people are zochet to. Haperet, the single grapes that fall down. Va'olulos, the inferior clusters of grapes. Va'ashicha, the forgotten grapes. Va'apeya, and you leave a corner of the vines. V'sholosh shebetvu, and there are three matanos kuna in grains. Haleket ha'ashicha va'apeya. Right, lakat shicha and peah, the three by grain. Shnayim should be ilan, and two by a tree. Hashicha v'apeah. Now, all these matanos aniyim, kulan ein ben tovas hana lebailim. The bailim definitely doesn't have tovas hana. He doesn't get to choose which ani gets these matanos. Vafilonib should be sol motin miado. Even if the poorest of the poor happens to own a grapevine, he's got to give all these matanos. It doesn't matter. Everyone is chayiv in these matanos. Maiser ani amischalik betoch beso, yesh po tovas hana lebailim. But when you're giving Maiser Ani, which you give from your collected grain in years that aren't Maiser Sheni years, in years that are in years 3 and 6 that are Maiser Ani years, that you can choose who you want to give it to. That the Bailam has Tovas Ana. But again, no matter how poor you are, you're still Chayiv to pay for that. Vishar Matnos Kuhuna, and all the other Matnos Kuhuna, not the Matnos Anim, but the Matnos Kuhuna, Kigon Azroa, Valachiyayim, Vakeva, Ain motzino son lo mikoin lekoin velo milevi lelevi. We don't make a kohen pay it to another kohen, nor a levi pay it to another levi. Fine. Arba matnos matanos shebekerem. So now the Gemara is just going to find the source of everything we just said in that brisa, and then we're going to, after we quote the source of everything said in the brisa, we're then going to suggest what our raya is against Rav, who says that he's not sure whether a levi has to give the matnos kun in the first place, and therefore the levi gets to keep it. But first we explain the source of each halacha. Arba matanos shebekerem. Haperet v'olos hashicha v'apeh dechziv, because the pasuk says v'karmecha lo sa'olel uperet karmecha lo lakate uksiv kisiv so karmacha lo sa'ol lacharecha amar Rabbi Levi acharecha zu shicha acharecha is reference to shicha and peah gamar acharecha acharecha mi zayis. The fact that it's chayv and peah we learn from zayis uksiv kisiv mod zeischa lo sifayir acharecha. So the acharecha acharecha from zayis is where we learn the din of peah. Now Tosus asks, wait a second, neither of those acharechas are extra. It's not a gzeirah shavah mufneh at all. So if it's not a gzeirah shavah mufneh, what's the hechrich to learn it? If it's not open on either side, none of the words are extra. So Tosus says, nah, we don't really mean gzeirah shavah. We mean gili milsa. It's just a gili milsa ba'almahu. That just like there's peah by the zayis, so there's peah acharecha by the kerem as well. But it doesn't really mean a gzeirah shavah. So that's what Tosus says. But Tosus says, wait a second, why don't we learn if there were a gzeirah shavah v'acharecha acharecha over here, why is it only one directional? Why don't we learn that there's a din of peret on zayis like there is by a kerem? Right, peret is not really shaykh to most things because it means a single, you know, a single one, a single grape, a single. So that makes sense by an olive, though. So why don't we say that there's peret by an olive? Tosfos doesn't answer the kasha. Just ask the kasha. Okay, but anyway, v'tanan debei Rabbi Shmuel shlo titol tefarto mimenu. What does acharecha mean? That you shouldn't take away the teferes from it, meaning you shouldn't take away the peah. The peah is the last bit of tiferes that the field has. You have to leave a little bit in the field. Shlosha shabatfua, how do I know that there are three matnas kuna by tfua? Haleka shikhava peah, dixiv, bukutsukhaniskiarskem, los kalapas sadcha, bukutsukha, vil leket kitsircha, ki six or ksircha besadcha, vishachachta, omer besade, says beferish in the pasuk, all three of them. Right? We have the word peah, we have leket, we have leket kitsircha, and shikha. So you have all three. Shneim shabi ilan. How do I know the two that shabi ilan? Hashicha v'apeya. Dichsiv kisich mod zeischa lo sefayar acharecha. V'tan b'reishol shlotit al tefarta mimenu. Lo sefayar acharecha, like we said, means peya. Acharecha zu shicha. Acharecha means shicha. Fine. So that's both included in the pasuk by ilanos. V'kulan ein ben tovas an alabaylam. Then the Brisa said that there's no tovas an alabaylam on any of these matanos, any of these matanos aniyim. The baylam does not get to choose who he gives it to. My time, or why doesn't he get to choose who he gives it to? It seems reasonable that he should be allowed to choose. It's his stuff. He should be allowed to choose who he gives it to. So aziva ksiva buhu. No, because the Torah dafka says that you're supposed to leave it there. So leaving it there means that you're not choosing who you're giving it to, that you're leaving it there completely for the aniyim. V'afilu ani shebisol motzino samiyad. Though the Brisa went on to say that no matter how poor you are, if you own a vineyard, if you own a field of grains, if you own trees, you have to give these matnos aniyim. How do I know? D'chsiv, because the pasuk says v'leket kitzir chalos lakeit la'ani. Really, it's la'ani v'la'ger ta'azovosam, but if you read the pasuk of v'lekit k'sir l'osalakit la'ani, so la'hazir ani al shalom. It's le'ani. Yeah, we're talking about the ani. We're talking to you, ani. That's how they're darshaning the pasuk. That's an interesting way of darshaning psukim, where you just move the commas around. I'll do that from time to time. That's one of the ways that they darshan psukim, that you could take phrases of a pasuk and read them just as they are. So, meaning cut off parts of the pasuk and read phrases, read the pasuk in pieces. So that's how you know that an ani is chayiv to give these matnos aniyim as well. The Ran explains the pasuk could have said v'leket kisir chalos laket tazovosan la'ani v'lager. Why does la'ani have to come before tazovosam? La'ani v'lager tazovosam. So he says that's what the pasuk is hinting to you, that the word ani is trying to be, that the pasuk is trying to juxtapose the word ani with the mitzvos of matnos aniyim to show you that the mitzvah of matnos aniyim is a din on the ani as well. Why is it that the maiserani that you give in your house that you do have tovasana from? So nesina ksiva bay. That's a different thing. That says nesina. It doesn't say tazov. Tazov would mean you don't have tovasana, but nesina means that you do have tovasana. Vafilo ani shemishol motzino semiyado. And then he said, no matter how poor you are, you have to give the maiserani. Damar abla gamar leger mehasam malalon muzarani al shalom. Afkan muzarani al shalom. Just like the matnos aniyim of leket shicha peya peret olos, all that stuff, the ani has to give. So to the maiserani, the ani has to give as well. Vishar matnos kuna. Now here's where our raya is going to finally come up. Finally, when we explain this last line of the Braisa, this is going to be our raya. The other matnas kuna, the ones that our perek is about, you don't take it from a kohen to give to another kohen, nor from a levi to give to another levi. Hami Levi the Kohen Motzi'in. Sounds like from a Levi to give to a Kohen, we do force a Levi to pay Zerah L'chaim Akeva to a Kohen. Alma Ikru Am. So it must be that they are called Am. What did we say? Rav wasn't sure. Are they called Am? They're not called Am. Okay, let him keep it. Motzi'im Mechaver Alav Haraya. No, here you have a Raya that they are called Am. That's why you would take from the Levi to give it to the Kohen. Says the Gemara, Kigon Hazroa Velozroa. No, we made a mistake. When we said that the other Matnas Kuhuna, Kigon Hazroa L'Chayayim Vakeva, so Kigon sometimes means for example, or sometimes it means similar to. Over here, we thought it meant, for example, the Zroa L'Chayayim Vakeva, we make a Levi pay it to a Kohen. No, the Gemara says, Kigon over here means similar to Matnos Kuhuna that are like Zroel Chaim Vakeva, but not actual Zroel Chaim Vakeva, because the actual Zroel Chaim Vakeva, we're not sure if a Levi is considered an Am, and therefore you would not be able to be Motzi Miyado, but things that are like Zroel Chaim Vakeva, the Levi would have to give to a Kohen. So, Mainihu, what is like Zroel Chaim Vakeva? Maisa Rishon, he would have to give. So Maisa Rishon, what are you talking about? Levi's going to have to give Maisa Rishon to a Kohen? Maisa Rishon to Levi, who? Maisa Rishon goes to a Levi, doesn't go to a Kohen. And it's the work of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The time you Truma the Kohen, Maisa Rishon the Levi, did Rabbi Akiva? Yeah, Rabbi Akiva holds. Truma goes to a Kohen, Maisa Rishon goes to a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer? Afla Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Maisa Rishon go even to a Kohen. Says, well, I'm still not satisfied. You're going to take it away from a Levi to give the Maisa Rishon to a Kohen? Amar Dom Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Af Le Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that the Maisa Rishon can even go to a Kohen. The Kohen of Levi Miyamar. He never said that it goes to a Kohen and not to a Levi. So why are we taking it away from the Levi and giving it to the Kohen? And so Gemara in the Basra to continue Ezra. After the Knas of Ezra, Ezra made a Knas on the Levim who failed to come back to Eretz Yisrael for the second Beis HaMikdash. So Ezra made a Knas that they're not going to get Maaser Rishon anymore, and the Knas was instead that the Kohen gets it entirely. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's din is basically that Mida or Raisa, a Levi or a Kohen can get it. Then Ezra came and made a Takana that no longer should you give Maaser Rishon to a Levi, only give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. So it says, Ma'amud the Kansinu Ezra Deloy Avinuluhu, Mishkal Minayim Miyamar. Yeah, but still, Ezra's Knas was not to give it to a Levi. Still, was Ezra's Knas to take it from Levium? That you're going to take it from a Levi and give it to a Kohen? Is that what the Kagon was about? That those Matanos of Maaser Rishon we take from a Levi and give to a Kohen? No, it must not be about Maaser Rishon. It's still not about the Matanos. The Matanos are, it's only Kigon Zroa L'Chaim Vakeva. So the Zroa L'Chaim Vakeva we don't take from the Levi, but it's not Maaser Rishon either, because you wouldn't take Maaser Rishon from the Levi either. It must be that we're talking about Reishis HaGeiz. Now, there is a Rambam, and the Rambam talks about this Takanas Ezra, this Knas that Ezra made. So the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, sounds like it's the Rambam has a Lashon that Ezra made a Knas Bidoro, in his generation, that you're going to give the matanos to the Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim and not to the Levium. But sounds from the Rambam that it was only in his generation that you don't give it to the Levium. But after his generation was over, then it goes back to like it was, that if you want, you can give it to the Levi also, that you have your choice of giving it to whoever you want. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Sadihei, Os Tezvav, writes that which the Rambam says that Ezra was Kones only Lizmano can't mean only his generation alone. It must mean the entire time of the Bayesheni, that these Levim didn't show up for Bayesheni. So as long as the Bayesheni is built, that's where the Knas is built in. So the Vaz asks, wait a second, how could Ezra make a Knas on Doros that weren't yet in existence? Avos achlu bosar v'shine banim tekehena. The parents eat something that they're not allowed to eat. Are we going to knock out the teeth of the children? He says he doesn't understand. Why would you make a knas on later generations of Levian? So the Ravaz explains that it could be that Ezra did so al pi adibur. Maybe there was some sort of Ruach HaKodesh involved. Or he says, maybe the Knas was that if a Kohen and Levi come to take Meiser, the din is that the Kohen has Kedima over the Levi. But when a Levi comes levado, if a Levi comes alone, and Yisrael wants to give him the Maaser Rishon, then it could be the Rishus Piyado, the Yisrael is allowed to give it to the Levi. Maybe that was not part of the Knas. The Meiri writes that if you give it to a Levi, the part of the Knas is certainly not that the Levi has to go and give it back. Right? Certainly that far the Knas doesn't go. Minchas Chinuch has another fundamental kasha, a very famous kasha, Mitzvah Shinun Hei. Minchas Chinuch asks, there is a famous Taz that we've quoted several times already in Yerodeyasim and Kufyud Zayin, where the Taz writes that anything that's mafurish in the Torah, the Chachamim are not allowed to make asur mishum siyag. The Chachamim have the rights to make dinim drabanan, but if something is mafurish in the Torah that it's mutter, the Chachamim are not allowed to say that it's asur. So Frek, the Minchas Chinuch, how could Ezra make a knas that you don't give meister to Levium? It's beferish in the Torah that you give meister to Levium, and besides for that, we're gonna be mispatel the whole mitzvah of vidoy meister, which is also beferish in the Torah because you can't say I've given to the Levi like I was supposed to because you're not given to the Levi anymore. So Minchas Chinuch says from here, this is the raya to the Rambam that trumas and meisros even in the days of Ezra were not d'oraisa. Because if they were d'oraisa, then he wouldn't be able to make this takana. It must be that there were only trumas maestros in times of Ezra were only din d'rabbanan and heimamru veheimamru. So they have the right to determine. They determine that you give it, so they could determine who you give it to as well. Fine. Okay, Vaiter now. Toshma, second raya about against Rav in terms of whether a Levi gives matanos or not. So is it whether they're called am or not? Zeklal called over shuba kedusha. Anything that has inherent kedusha, going truma, trumas meisur, chala, motzi nosan miyadam. We can take away from them. Called over sheina bekedusha, going as Rav, chayim akeva, ain motzi nosan miyadam. You can't take them from them. So don't you see again that they don't have to give. So says Gemara, no, kigon zra v'lo zra. Umayni umayis rishon l'basa d'kansinu ezra. So no, maybe kigon zra means not actual zra, and we're talking about maaser rishon after the knas of Ezra. Tashma, raya number three. Hashochet l'kohen l'ovid k'chavim pater min amatanos. If you shecht for a kohen for an ovid k'chavim, you're pater from, that animal's pater from the matnos kuna. Halevi l'yisrael chayiv. Sounds like if you shecht for a Levi's animal is chayiv in the matanos. Again, Rav said it's not. Rav said he wasn't sure, so the Levi gets to keep it. So isn't this a raya that it is chayiv? So says Gemara, no, lo teima halalevi li Yisrael chayiv, ela ema hali Yisrael chayiv. Don't make the diyuk, no, if it were for a Levi or a Yisrael, you'd be chayiv. The diyuk is only a Yisrael be chayiv. Aval Levi mai, potter. But if you were to shecht for a Levi, the Levi's animal is potter from the matnos kuna. So frak Gemara, ihachi listening ashochet, the Levi lovid chavim potter man amatanos. So why does it say if you shecht for a Kohen or a lovid chavim potter man amatanos? Should have said for a Levi, you potter man amatanos. And furthermore, Atani Ashokel the Kohen Levi Chavim Pater Min Amatanos. The Levi the Yisrael Chayiv. You have a brace that says Beferish that you shecht for a Levi, you're going to be Chayiv. Tiyufta the Rav. What do you do about that? It says Beferish that a Levi's got to give these Matanos. It's a Tiyufta on Rav. So Amar Lecha Rav. No, Rav will say Tanaihi. Granted, that brace is Beferish against me. I hold it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Interesting. Why we don't just say Rav Tanahu Upalig? So Rav didn't rely on that unless he had to. If there was a earlier Tana to be Tola and he didn't want to use the Rav Tanahu Upalig. So Rav Tanai, Rav would rather go like a Tana, so he says it's Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya, because you have a Brisa that says as follows: there is a pasuk that says V'chiper is Mikdash Hakadosh Nesol Moed V'Samizbech Yichaper V'Alkonim Alkol Am Hakol Yichaper. In terms of the Avodas Yom Kippurim with the Kapara that's achieved, so the Gemara is going to take each phrase from the pasuk and talk about where the Kapara is happening. V'chiper is Mikdash Hakadosh Zelufnei V'Lufnim Ol Moed Zehechal Mizbeach K'mashmo Yichaper El Azaros Kohanim K'mashmo. Here's the key phrase. Am hakahal elu Yisrael. Am, that's Yisrael. Yichaper elu halavim. Levim are in Yichaper. They're not in Am. The tiny idoch, but another bryce says Yichaper elu avadim, not levim. That Yichaper is avadim, not levim. So where's levim included? Must be in Am. So my lavakum if marsav rikru marsav lokru Am. So you see, it's machlokes tanaim whether levim are called Am or not. So frankly, but that still doesn't answer Rav, because Rav should just paskin one way or the other. V'Rav isvir lekahaitan lema, isvir lekahaitan lema. Why does Rav say I'm not sure if they are? They aren't. It's machlokes tanaim paskin. So Misafkle Yikaitani Yikaitani. He wasn't sure how to paskin. He wasn't sure which one was correct, and that's why that was Rav Safik. But he knew that it was Machloks Tanaim. Darish Maremar, at the end of the day, we had two Machloks, and we discussed today Hilchsa Kavase Rav. We paskin like Rav that we're not sure if Levium are called the Am, and therefore they don't give the Matanos. Vilchsa Kavase Rav Chista, and we paskin like Rav Chista that if a person is Mazik or Ochel, the Matanos Kuna, so he's Patamil the Shalim, it's a moment shame. Okay, we'll stop there.